This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Here's the 3-1. Drill deep to left field. There it goes. Number 60. Slide over, babe. You've got some company. Aaron James Judge has tied George Herman Babe Ruth with 60 home runs.
60 home runs in the ballpark in the Boogie Down. Oh, we've seen that before.
And was it the spark?
And it happened last night. And it was, what a night in the Bronx. And the call, of course, by the great Michael Kay on the Yes Network. And you'll hear Michael Kay on the show with us coming up a little bit later on. But Bart, what a comeback. What a think about it, a grand slam to win the game, a comeback win.
Lindor.
That didn't happen.
Yes, Lindor. Yes, man. Wait. You talk about comeback. Oh,
wait.
Other one.
No.
Oh, okay.
All right. You want to say that? Yeah. Was anybody watching that? That was crickets. But how about the fact, though, the Jets make their comeback, right? Like, it ain't over till it's over.
Yeah, man.
Yogi Berra, rest in peace. Like, that's been the theme these last couple of days. But what a story. What a night. And what a run. And by the way, talk about betting on yourself. It's Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are live at ESPN Studios in the Seaport District in New York City. And we are presented by Progressive Insurance. And for all you crazy Yankee fans out there, we want you to be part of Barton Hahn Nation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. Call us at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. ESPN Nation presented by Dr. Pepper. It ain't college football season without the delicious taste of an ice-cold Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve. I mean, do we not call this getting it done, brought to you by Granger? I mean, is this not getting it done?
Yeah.
60 home runs, the 8-4, and it just didn't feel like it was going to be the night. You know what I mean? Yes. It just wasn't that night.
And Pirates, too, they did the same thing to the Mets a couple weeks ago. The Mets needed to win, and they just laid an egg, and all of a sudden, I hate when bad teams play well.
But here's the thing, Bart, and I got to ask this question because I thought of it immediately.
Mm-hmm.
So going into the ninth, you're down 4 runs. However, and look, we all know, the Major Deegan, the Cross Bronx, like if you're not from this area, just understand when I tell you that it doesn't matter the time of day. It could be 4 a.m.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. It could be a holiday. It could be the middle of when we were in a pandemic and a lockdown and everybody was told to stay home. Yeah. Doesn't matter. Those two stretches of highway, always bumper-to-bumper traffic.
Mm-hmm.
Just constant. Some people have lived their entire lives on the Major Deegan.
Yeah,
some people have been lost forever on the Cross Bronx Expressway. It's a true thing.
Where's Waldo?
So when your team's down 4 runs going into the ninth and there's nothing going on, you're
get
like,
out of there.
Come on, let's go. Come on, let's beat the. Let's get to car. Let's
seventh
go.
Seventh inning.
Let's go.
I've seen people. I've been in Yankee Stadium.
Yeah.
Seventh inning.
But
like,
you can understand it.
Tonight's the night.
You can understand it. Like. Come on. Let's go. But not this night, because if you were paying attention,
not ever.
Wait, who's leading off the ninth? Oh, Aaron Judge? You know, we're staying. I don't care how bad traffic is. We're staying. That's what you should have said. But many didn't.
Ooh.
Many left. How do you possibly leave the building
if you know
this man who's on the verge of getting to 60 has one more at-bat left in him, and you're going to leave? People did this, Bart.
And at this point, really, why else are you coming to Yankees games?
Right? Well, I mean.
No. I'm serious. You come there because you mostly everybody that went there because they know they have a chance in seeing history. And it's a small chance that they may see a home run or, God forbid, they catch it. Or you get a selfie, an iconic moment, like the girl that high-fived him and took the selfie.
Yeah.
Like, that should be the hottest seat.
Oh, the one right by the on-deck circle.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's
a pretty expensive one.
No, I'm talking about the one. She was right by the
the photographer's. What were you talking about?
I don't know what that section is. It was like right next to like where they go down the dugout.
The dugout. Okay. Yeah, well, around the dugout's not a cheap seat. But where the kid Mike Kessler, the 20-year-old from New York, where he was is like in the outfield, and it was like people were running to the spot because those seats were empty. Imagine if you had that seat and you're in the car and you're sitting on the Cross Bronx because you know you're not moving and you got the game on the radio and you hear the call. And you're just going like, where did it land? And then you watch the replay and realize
it would have hit me in the head.
We were sitting there. Like, think about that. Yeah. So if I want to know
your
this, if you went to the game last night, by any chance, we're on in New York. If you went to the game last night and left early.
And you were sitting in that area, call in.
Well, if you were sitting in that area, for sure. But if you left early, no matter what, because you still want to witness history.
Yeah.
If you left early, I need to hear from you because I need to know how you're feeling. Are you feeling all right? Like, yeah, you know, whatever. Or are you like, I cannot believe I left? Because that was the first thing I thought of was people really left. They knew he was leading off, and you left. That was amazing.
Are you giving people too much credit? Do you think they really knew it? They paid attention to that part, the people that left? They probably was like, whatever.
The lineup is on the scoreboard. It's on the scoreboard. It tells you who's next. You know. You see it.
Are we giving them too much credit?
I don't know. But a lot of credit to be given to Aaron Judge because he has – this has not been obviously for him. He bet on himself. And right now, after hitting that home run, he's hitting .316. He has 60 home runs. He has 100 and
is he tripling right now?
Yes, he is. 128 RBI. He is right now
right behind Pete Alonso on RBI.
No. He has the triple crown, which hasn't been done since your guy Miguel Cabrera back in the day. And no Yankees done it. It hasn't been done by a Yankee in forever.
That's surprising.
Like you're talking about Mantle, DiMaggio, like the greats have done this. So he has done all this stuff, the history and everything else, and he has handled it so calmly. And for him, it's always been about team success.
It's tough to say because you don't. Like I said, I don't think about it. I don't think about the numbers. And you know, when you talk about Ruth and Maris and Mantle and all these, you know, Yankees greats that. You know, there's so many great things in this game. You know, you never imagine as a kid, you know, getting mentioned with them. But you know, it's an incredible honor. You know, and you know, something I don't take lightly at all. But you know, we're not done. We still got a couple games left in this season, and you know, hopefully a couple more wins come with them.
I want you to translate for me. Is he being genuine when he says I don't think about the numbers? How could you not be thinking about it?
I mean, he's human, right? We know he's human. Even though he says the right things, we
he
know
has
eternally.
He's been pitch perfect. He has been.
I know he went home when he went home to his house. I know he don't live in Times Square anymore. When he went home, he probably walked through the door. Yes. Like he knows.
Well, he tweeted a picture of Stanton hitting the grand slam walk off. That's the picture he tweeted.
Of course. See, but that's the Jedi mind trick because really he's saying, look at Stanton, but really it's me. This is like one of those things. He's deflecting. Listen, Jeter did the same thing.
Yes, he did.
Jeter was about his action and about what he knew.
Judge has been very Jeterian.
Jeter knew exactly how important he was, just like the old reports of his father telling him, hey, man, listen, the all-time hits leader for the Yankees and how his dad was like, listen, this is a big deal. Address it. Like, it's like. Like great players sometimes are passive aggressive. You got ones that's all in, like look at me, I love me some me. Then you got the ones like, no, I'm not that good. I just try. Like they
right,
like
the humble
it's like,
pie.
Like come on, bro, stop
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
And I think Judge falls in that way. But also that's great for him because it protects him. You know what I'm saying? Because when you think about Judge, you know here, if you as soon as you pound your chest, people can't wait for something to happen. He's putting so much pressure on the Yankees.
Yes, he is.
Like, because the way he's handling it, they people will boo. They would be pissed off if he don't get his money. All the people that thought, oh, they offered him a fair deal, they can't even deny it anymore.
You talk about Lamar Jackson betting on himself, right, with the Ravens.
He's doing the same thing.
But the problem there is that betting on himself only leads to 2 years of franchise tags, potentially, right?
You'll take that because
it's going to be $50 million. But still, it's betting on yourself, and so far, 2 weeks in, he has played great. Aaron Judge, this 162 games is a marathon.
Yeah.
And he got off to a great start, and he has maintained this. And then the pressure
of the
anticipation of, is he going to do it? Can he do it? How many games? And all that stuff. And yet he is finding ways to make winning plays, not just the home runs.
Yeah.
He makes great defensive plays. He'll come up with hits. I mean, again, the RBIs tell you all the story. The average tells you the story. The triple crown. I mean, a triple crown and then a home run record.
Are you serious?
Pay that man his money.
That's all this is about.
But this the crazy thing is, he's putting pressure on the Yankees, but it's somebody around the league that's saying, I can sell that. I don't give a damn about winning. I can sell that. I want to build around that. So the Yankees may come up a lot of money, but man, everybody else is going to match that
somebody,
and exceed that.
Yeah, yeah. You wonder if somebody's going to step
in. It's
going
to become a point where he's going to say, what's my number and what's the difference that makes it easy for me to digest still being a Yankee and leaving money on the table?
Because I think there's somebody, a greater value in being a Yankee.
Yes, it is. It is.
That's true.
But he's saying, is it $5 million annually, less a year? Or if somebody come there and offer him an extra $50 million, and it's the length of it.
Well, let's hear from Tim Kirkshen, who's you know, not only a historian, but he's obviously a fantastic baseball analyst. He was on Freddie and Fitzsimmons, and he talked about what Judge's next contract could look like. Now, remember, Judge said he's not focused on the numbers. Is he focused on home runs? There's other numbers to talk about, and that's what the Yankees are going to have to pony up to keep him.
Yeah, I think that might be the most impressive thing about all of this, is that he turned down an enormous amount of money, said, I'm even better than that. I'm not going to talk about this contract during the season, and I'm going to go out and have the best year I've ever had. And he's going out and have the best year that almost anyone has ever had, at least in the last 50 years. That's how great he has been. I think we can now start the next contract with a 3 instead of a 2. Mm-hmm. It's going to start at $300 million, and he's going to be able to pick wherever he wants to go. To bet on yourself like this, put that kind of pressure on yourself, and go out and have a season like this is just remarkable.
I mean, that. Think about it.
Lamar Jackson's
they offered
agent.
Him.
Is Lamar Jackson his agent?
They offered him $230.
Yeah,
and he said, "I'm all set. I'm good."
It's about what they had.
I'm worth more than that. And now, as we have this conversation, and we'll get the calls going at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. As we have this conversation, what happened yesterday? Oh, sorry, 2 days ago, that got almost no attention whatsoever because it felt like a fait accompli.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Trout, arguably the best player in the game and the highest paid, you know, position player in the game, missed the playoffs again. Failed to make the playoffs again. Nobody talks about it. Mike Trout's not in the playoffs. His teammate is Shohei Ohtani, a guy that some idiots are trying to make a case should be the MVP instead of Judge, which is moronic, of course. It's always somebody that's like, somebody needs to be the contrarian all the time. But a guy's a triple crown, home run record, and Shohei Ohtani is the MVP. Stop yourself before you delete that.
That's because they
delete that.
They've never seen what Shohei has done, but I think if Judge wins the triple crown.
But you're talking about two stars on Anaheim. Two of the best players in the sport, and they don't make the playoffs.
But you know what's
crazy?
And
what's this guy doing? They have the first place. They're going to make the playoffs. They'll probably win their division. Yeah.
How many times has Mike Trout won MVP?
I'd have to look that up. Why do but you
what
ask
I'm saying, what I'm saying,
sound
no,
like
no,
an
no,
idiot.
I didn't really want to answer. I didn't really want to answer. But what I'm saying is baseball is so much about the numbers, right? It's a sport that loves their history. They love their history, and they love their numbers, right, and records. But they don't care about what the other sports care about the most. And that's the winning.
Winning.
That's what I understand. Baseball is the only sport that loves their numbers except the one that's supposed to matter the most.
It's a great point.
It's like weird. Like four for Trout. And he never wins anything. In football, if you're on a losing team, we act like you don't even exist. Like, yeah, you had a bunch of tackles. You should. Your defense sucks.
That's why I asked that question last night. I asked that question yesterday. I said that. In what other major team sport?
This is the only one.
Team sport. And you can't tell, baseball has a lot more players.
But
football has 53 guys that have to be good.
And they talk about war, but your war in playoffs. Like, they talk about, who cares?
Well,
be bad. Maybe you'll get
sport,
better.
This is a sport where
I don't understand it.
The performance and the winning matters, and this guy's part of both. And when they were going through injury after injury, they're still going through it. Who was carrying them when they were struggling? Aaron Judge.
Yeah.
Carrying this team, not letting the season turn into the Titanic, which it looked like it could have done.
Can I self-report?
Self-report.
I, Bart Scott.
Oh, no.
Of sound mind and body, admit.
This is a big moment. I know what you're going to do, and I think this is a big moment. I'm very proud of you.
Aaron Judge.
Yep. Go ahead, you can say it.
This year is better than Pete Alonso.
That's amazing. That's big. That's huge.
Can't wait. If Judge wasn't doing what he was doing, Pete Alonso would get so much more mention. Don't even anybody care about Pete.
Speaking of mentions, we got calls. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776.
I've seen the light.
We've got calls to get to. We've also got other stories about this to get to, including an amazing connection to Babe Ruth. An amazing connection to Babe Ruth as part of that 60th home run. Gets all that and more. But first, Bart, tell us about – oh, wait. First, I got to tell you that was all Getting It Done brought to you by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger's always there to help. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. All right. Now, Bart, tell us about Body Armor.
This football season, Body Armor is the choice for hard work and hydration. Whether you're running plays on the field or cheering on the home team, Body Armor keeps you on top of your game with potassium-packed electrolytes, antioxidants, and no artificial sweeteners, flavors, or dyes. Maybe riboflavin. No.
No riboflavin.
No riboflavin. Okay. Nope. Confirm? No riboflavin.
No riboflavin.
Buy any one Body Armor between now and November 1st for a chance to win a $100 gift card from DraftKings. No purchase necessary. Gear up this fall with Body Armor sports drinks. More than a sports drink. Void where prohibited. Open to residents of U.S. 21 years or older.
Pay that man his money.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
I feel like I just want to hug myself.
Yes.
Why am I doing Ray Charles? I'm not blind.
Yeah, yeah. Why'd you do Ray Charles with that? This is Sonny and Cher.
Yeah, I know.
But yes, the babe, Babe Ruth. It's Bart and Han. We're coming to you live from Seaport District, Pier 17, brought to you by Chase. So how's this connection? So it's Will Crow's the pitcher. For the Pirates, who came in to start the ninth. This is nuts. His great-great-uncle, Red Ruffing, who was a teammate of Babe Ruth. In fact, before the game, Will goes out to Monument Park to visit the Babe Ruth Monument. And
explains a lot. That's why he threw him the lollipop.
No, it wasn't. How dare you?
See, we had
he did not say it was a lollipop. He said it was a 3-1 pitch. I wasn't going to walk him. We're up four. I challenged him, and he hit a bad pitch.
We have the Brett Favre straight hand
dare.
Around
Don't
here.
You
and
dare.
Now we have the underhand lollipop. Okay, now I get it. I take everything I said back from Pete Alonso.
No, you don't.
We're still in the game, Pete.
No. Let that go. Let that go. But still, like that's a weird connection, though. Wait, what? Like, really? The ghosts. It's a new ballpark. It's next door to where Babe played. Yeah. I don't care. The ghost. It's always about the ghosts. Let's begin with the calls. 888-SAY-ESPN. 888-729-3776. Lactavius is going to the game tonight now.
Lacto!
So we've got a question to ask him coming up also, because there's a bit of an argument also about what happened with the ball. So we have lots to get to on the show.
Lacto, I hope you're going to have the SpongeBob butterfly net so that you can have a catch radius.
No. What he needs some muscle, because that 62 is going to probably...
But that's
like, you know, you always say somebody going to die. Yeah. Like 61 is probably going to be just as hard to get as 61.
Elbows are flying.
Elbows should be flying. Let's get some calls. Diane on Long Island joins us now. Hey, Diane.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Good. How are you?
I'm excellent. I love Judge. I don't care that Barry Bonds has 73 home runs. Aaron Judge is the home run king, and he deserves the Triple Crown, and the Yankees are going to the World Series.
Well, if they go to the World Series, then you really got to pay this man his money. Thank you, Diane.
Are they beating the Mets?
If they meet the... Like, you're just adding to it, right? Like, think about the drama that's already in place.
Subway Series for the World
Series. Can they beat the Dodgers, though? Can they?
Can the Yankees beat the Astros?
I don't want to answer that right now. Nixon's in New York. Nixon.
Okay. Good afternoon, fellas. Real quick. So what you said... you made it sound like that the crowd was leaving in droves. Okay, so I take a commute. I work private sanitation overnight here in the Bronx. I get on the 4 train. Usually when it's a Yankee game, no matter if they lose, and you pull up to the station, you see hordes of people just rushing the car. I get on the app. Oh, man, they're losing. So it's about to get ugly. Now, due to the state of affairs, you know, everybody's wary around the car, the train car. So I get up and stand by the door. So when I get to 125th, easy access to get out.
Yep.
I get up. I'm at the door before it reaches the station. When we pull up, I don't see nobody on a platform like that. Door opens like 9 fans. I'm like, what's going on? So everybody's looking at me like, why he get up like that for? So, you know, they were still there. Nobody left when they were losing, which to my surprise.
Did you watch the replay where the home run was hit? There were empty seats in a lot of places that you should be sitting if Aaron Judge is at the plate. And maybe, you know what, Nixon, first of all, for the whole country to hear Nixon break down how you handle the subway in New York,
it's
brilliant.
It's a thing of beauty.
Because that's literally what you do. Nixon just told you, like, this is what you do. When you know it's going to be crowded, get up, get by the door so you can get out, so nobody's running you over, so you can't get out. So love that. But I would think if I took the subway, I'm staying. Because I'll catch another train. But when you get in a car and have to drive to all points east, west, and north because you got to get out of here to get to the suburbs, you might grab the kids or grab whoever and jump in your car and then sit on the Cross Bronx. That's the one I'm wondering about. But the subway, I'll give it to you. Yeah. But even those nine people that were on the platform wearing their Yankees garb, you had to look at them like, are you serious? You realize that 99's leading off the night, right? Get back in there.
Yeah.
But still, thank you, Nixon. Appreciate that, man.
Is catching 62, like, is that like like, how much are you going to sell it for? Because I'm assuming you're going to give it back.
I'm glad you asked that question, because somebody did catch 60, and there was a debate about what to do with that ball and how much it could be worth. And you know, the next, you know, if there are more,
you want to get 60, 61, 62.
So we want to ask, coming up, we want to ask Lactavius, if he happens to be in the vicinity of a home run tonight,
I need you to die for this.
Is he going
ball.
To do?
I need you to die for this
what
ball.
Young Mike Kessler did. Which a lot of people think was a mistake. We'll discuss that and more of your calls coming up next. It's Barton Hogg, ESPN Radio.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Bart and Han.
Need this, unlike that.
First off,
Wednesday, you need this kind of like. You need
you want to be my main squeeze, baby. You got to give me what I need, baby.
It's Bart and Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott.
400 milli, baby.
It's funny. Like, we come back from break. It's like, I need to identify who we are when you just start doing that. Like, most people probably turn on the radio like, oh, it's these guys.
Right? Fort Myers, stand up, baby.
Stand up. We are presented by Progressive
Insurance.
I'm here
with my family.
Oh, man. So we got calls. But just before we get back to the calls on the Aaron Judge, and I mean, just the wild night it was, but him hitting 60 home runs now, that 60 home run that he hit in the ninth. And I also thought this too, Bart, as an athlete. This, you know, when you're at 50, it's like, all right, that's cool. When you're 55, all right. But when you're on 59 and you know 60 is like that milestone, there's only four other players to do it.
He hasn't started pressing either.
That's what I mean. Like, he stayed calm.
He got nervous.
He had a strikeout. He struggled a little bit earlier. They walked him on one. But you would think, like, you tense up. There's something about him that just we're learning when he's healthy. We're learning what kind of player this guy is. But it's funny. We keep talking about the money. But I want to talk about the other side of this whole thing, which is now, as we said, catching or getting the ball.
Yeah.
So, as I mentioned, this kid, Michael Kessler, 20 years old. Shouldn't call him a kid, but he's 20 years old. And he, if you saw it, everybody's running to the spot. he, on a whim with some friends, bought tickets, showed up at the stadium that day, bought tickets same day, walked into the building, and happened to get this home run. But he did it so slow. I'll show you the video during the break. He catches it. There's a mosh pit. I mean, dudes are just diving in. Some guys are just waving to the camera. They're not even trying to get the ball.
Anybody kick his ass?
He gets out of it so slick. Like a quick little spin move, and he's gone. Breaks. They're still in the pile, like diving.
Ball.
And he just walks away like this.
Did he
like,
catch it with a glove?
No. No, he just got. He saw it bounce. It bounced off the bullpen wall. He saw it, got to it, and got out of the mosh pit before he got any kind of damage. But what I like, though, is this, is the idea of catching it and also the things that he said, because he got to meet Judge.
Oh, I don't care about that.
But he had a message for
him. If you may, Aaron Judge, what would you say to him?
I don't know. I just try anything to come back next year. Help the heart and soul of the ball club.
Wait. Before you go, you have any expectations about catching the ball and receiving something in return?
No. Just wanted to give him back his success story. So any way I could give back to Judge, given so much to the organization, just do my part.
Thank you, Michael. Appreciate it.
Do my part.
This trust fund, baby. What the hell? I need to know his financials.
He gave it back. Now, listen, he gave the ball back. He said he felt he owed it to him, that it was history, and that the only thing he would want from Judge is to stay with the Yankees. They gave him, now him and his friends got signed baseballs. He got a bat, and they got a picture with Judge.
Did he get the bat he hit it with?
I don't believe so. I think he just got a bat.
I want the uniform. I want the jersey.
But that's my question. Because Darren Revelle is saying that this ball could have been worth from, you know, like $100,000 to $500,000. Like, it all depends on how, if this is the last one he hits. Like, it had great value. And he said, no, I want to give it back. Now, let me take you to 1961. Sal Durante, it was 19 years old. So this kid's 20. He's out in the outfield. Again, on a whim, goes there with his fiance. And the ball lands where he is. He grabs it. And it's the same thing. He doesn't want anything. He wants to give it back to Roger Maris. And Roger, like Michael Kay is going to join us later. I'm sure he'll tell the story better than I can. But Durante said, no, this is you should have this. Maris told him, keep it because you could probably get some money for it. Durante got $5,000 for the ball. Now, this is 1961. $5,000 was a lot of money.
Yeah, that's like 50.
He was able to put a down payment on his house, got married, and he raised his kids in the house that ball was able to deliver for him. It's a great story. But Michael Kessler said, no, I just a couple of signed balls, a picture with him, and a bat. That's fine. Now, Octavius is going tonight. Are you doing the same thing? Are you being classy and just saying, this is not my property, this is yours, I don't want it?
We ain't going to never see Octavius.
Never again.
Yeah, probably not. Never again. I'll probably be gone.
So if you catch it tonight, if you catch 61 tonight, you're saying, if security comes to you, your answer is going to be,
meh.
Yeah, I'm going to have a lawyer here, meh. And we're going to have to deal with him.
Meh.
Yeah.
Basically.
Exactly.
I mean, straight up. I mean, listen, it's a historical home run.
Pay that man his money.
He going to get paid. I mean, I want to get paid too, you know?
You want history. How much is it important to you? MLB?
61. MLB, now remember,
MLB,
61 is
MLB, how important
the
is it to you?
I'm telling you this.
62 is, for the American League and the Yankees, the record.
62's...
That's a big one.
That's
61, though, ties it. That's a huge one, too.
62's putting my unborn children through college.
So if 60 was worth 400 to 500, 61's going to be worth like 800 to a milli. 62 is going to be worth like 1.5. Man, come on, man. We got Michael Jordan stuff going. Come on, stop it. Like, yes.
Yeah, that jersey from 1998.
Yeah, it went for like $2 million. Like, come on, man.
Crazy.
But then, and that's just a jersey.
You're keeping it. Keeping it.
I mean, there's Stosh. A sign ball's not getting it done.
Stosh, are you keeping
Stosh's
it?
Going to blow it up.
Are you keeping it or are you giving it back?
I still got a daughter that's got to go through college, so there you go.
Yo, if I catch it, you come holler at me, dog.
I'm telling you, elbows are going to be flying if it even comes my way.
What if there's a little kid? I'm talking about like a 12-year-old in the vicinity of the ball.
Listen, little kid, man. It was nice to know you, bro. Yeah.
Damn.
And if it's a grandma or grandpa, you lived your life, grandma. You can't enjoy this money like I can do. Drop kick to the back.
Grandma, wow. I'm sure your food tastes great, but I'm sorry.
You can see if Bart's at the game, like he's like drop kicking people. They're flying around.
Bad news, Brown. I'm bad news, Brown. Somebody, grandma.
me and
Harlem Heat kick.
Me and Bart would have a field day just elbows everywhere. Yeah. I'm throwing Bart left and right.
Like, there'd be bodies just flying like across aisles. Like,
somebody got to die.
I need to hear from people.
I already told you what I did to people when I was just trying to get a football for a change of possession. The hell you think I'm doing for a $500 million ball?
888-729-3776. What would you do?
Cold-blooded.
Or do you agree? Did Michael Kessler do the right thing? This is so
that
much
kid
fun.
Must be rich.
Bart and Han.
All right, it's Bart and Han, 888-SAY-ESPN. 888-729-3776 is the number. Some news in the NBA. Robert Sarver, who's
you
been...
Save it? You want to save it?
Oh, I mean, I just want to mention it. We'll get back into it. We have calls to get to, of course. But just to mention it, Robert Sarver, who's been in all that trouble. Remember, he was suspended for a year and a $10 million fine. And people thought that was not enough for all the things that he said in this investigation. He's now put out a statement saying that he's beginning the process of seeking buyers for the Suns and the Mercury. Essentially, he's selling the team, which... it's what he should do. How long this takes, of course, we'll see. But now the Suns are for sale, and there's a great value in NBA franchises. So
how much?
It's
how
not
much?
Like it's, you know, he's going to make a lot of money because he didn't buy the team for what it's worth now.
And he's selling both of them, too. And so, he's a guy that's been kind of cheap.
Yes, notoriously. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Jay is in the Bronx. Jay.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you, Jay.
Hey, what's up, y'all? I just want to say I'm a very big fan of you guys. I love you, Bart.
Appreciate it.
I love you guys, man. I was at the game last night with the homies, right? And we happened to leave, like, top of the ninth, right before Judge bats up.
Damn! We're
down 4-8. It's nothing. So they're going to lose. We were talking about it in the car. They're going to lose. It's the Pirates.
That was your lottery ticket.
But you got in the car, and then what happened?
I got in the car, and we see the score. We're checking the score.
And you heard John Sterling, didn't you?
And I see that it's 5-8.
Mm-hmm.
Home run by Judge, 5-8. Then I see bases loaded.
Yeah.
And I call people, Giancarlo Stanton hits a grand slam.
Laser shot, too.
Dude, we're in the car going crazy. It's me and the homies, like four of us. We're like, yo, let's go home. Let's beat the traffic. You know, regular New York stuff.
Yeah.
For them to win against the Pirates, bro. You know how devastated I was? Because I'm a Mets fan. You know what I'm saying? It's Mets till I die.
No doubt. I'm with you, baby.
When they won that, bro, it was crazy, man.
Wait, so you're a Mets fan?
It's a good ticket.
Yankees. Went to the Yankees game and left
my
early.
My friend gets tickets all the time. Yeah, crazy, man.
And left early, so you didn't see Judge hit the 60th home run of the season, which...
He went 0-for-3, huh? What do you want me to do? I was supposed to wait.
That's what I'm talking about. Make it make sense.
Yeah, but you know what? You just helped explain it all, Jay.
That was Pete Alonso. You would have waited, right?
See, no, but Jay pretty much told me everything I needed to hear when he said simply, and we love you, Jay, but I'm going to say it. I'm a Mets fan.
Hey, that's not a bad thing, right?
That's fitting.
Fraud.
Makes a lot of sense. And now we'll move on.
Bart and Han.
Bart and Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We'll get to the calls here in a moment, but we have some breaking news in the NBA that we want to share with you, and that is Phoenix Suns and Mercury owner Robert Sarver announced that he's begun the process to sell both teams. This is the statement: I am beginning the process of seeking buyers for the Suns and Mercury. That's basically it. Now, remember, he was suspended for a year and fined $10 million after an investigation into how he has run both franchises, which includes racial, misogynistic comments and other things. And a lot of people who formerly and currently worked for the franchises made those complaints about him and his behavior in running the franchise. Yeah. He had denied a lot of things, but some parts of the minority ownership have been outspoken, saying that he needs to sell the team. A lot of players also felt like the league's discipline was not nearly enough, that they should have taken the franchise from him. Well, and as I said, the league can't – I mean, they to take the franchise away is one thing, but to make sure there's enough public pressure to say, sell your damn team, because as you said, people aren't going to want to play for that franchise. People are going to work for that franchise. So,
and this is Adam, and this was Adam Silver really exercising soft power. Right, we call that soft power.
How's
right?
that?
It's when you know that you can eventually pressure him, so you give him the the letter of the law allows you to do a certain amount of things, but you knew you can build up pressure from your sponsorships, and you knew eventually.
Well, they lost one already off the jersey.
Right, and they knew that Chris Paul was going to have to say something because he was there with Donald Sterling.
Yeah.
And then LeBron speaks, and then you let this thing bubble up until it bubbles over, and we knew that he would look at it as a guy that's cheap. It's not good. I'm not going to be able to operate my business, but I have an opportunity to sell this team for double what I bought it for. Because you look at the Clippers, they sold for $2 billion.
Yeah.
So that's the floor.
Sterling made a ton of money.
So that's the floor. Right. And this is a team as well that's good right now. So a team ain't buying a project where they got to build it up and hope fans come. This is a place that's packed already. So he may get $2.5, $3 billion.
Forbes valued them most recently at $1.8 billion.
I guarantee you it goes for like $2.4.
That is $500 million more. So, yeah. Right, that's about right. Yeah. $500 million more than it was in 2018. So just think about that much of a...
Yeah, it'd be a bidding war for
middle,
that, too.
Middle of the pack kind of value.
And it'd be a bidding war, too. And the NBA won't help facilitate the sell of. That's up to him and how he decides to sell his asset. So you're looking at that, like you got a young star in Devin Booker. You have a young star in DeAndre Ayton. You have some good pieces around. This is a team that's winning. This is a team that's been in the finals. This is a team that's been in the playoffs in recent years. That thing is going to go through the roof. I wouldn't be surprised if this thing isn't finalized probably by February.
You would think that the league probably has owners in place. Oh, I mean, prospective owners. They always have like those guys that they know have the money.
I wonder if.
I'm curious to see if a player will get, you know, like a Shaq. No. Shaq played for the Suns.
Yeah, but I wonder.
Barkley lives in Phoenix. Like, I'm wondering if you do something like that.
See, I wonder.
They know big money people.
I wonder if A-Rod, like.
Well, he's got the Timberwolves.
No, I'm saying. And then he's getting less because him and J-Lo broke up. So J-Lo ain't putting the money in. I really needed that, your part. Can I speak to J-Lo? Don't ever call here again, A-Rod. I'll go town on you. You want me to go town on you, A-Rod? You better go look at your mirror. Look at yourself. This is my woman.
I don't.
And we ain't investing in nothing.
I'm just curious to see what comes together and how quickly it comes together. But, you know, again, that's the news in the NBA.
I mean,
we do have some
news,
more calls
man.
To get
that's
to.
Good news, though.
Yeah, I mean.
Hopefully it sets a precedent that, listen, if you have stuff out there that's bad received, you better get your house in order. Because we find out, we won't allow you to be a part of this exclusive club. Because
just
like they say
right.
about athletes. Just like they say about athletes. It's a privilege, not a right, to play in the NFL, NBA, MLB.
Mm-hmm.
It's a privilege, not a right, to be an owner. Because just because you have the money don't mean that you can own an NBA franchise.
You can't do whatever you want. Like, right. You still got to treat people right and all that stuff. Yeah, it is. You are still part of a group.
Right.
I mean, it's a league. You're part of a group. It's not like, hey, I just own this company. I'll run it any way I want. No.
It's only 30 or 32 of you, right?
30 franchises, yeah.
There's plenty of billionaires that can afford to have this asset.
We'll see who the next one is.
Next one in the club.
Yeah, we'll see who the next one is. All right, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. A lot of people want to sound off on the Judge stuff. Let's get a few more in. We got some NFL to get to. Michael Kay is going to join us in the 1 o'clock hour so we can get back into this, get his perspective on it. But let's continue. Travis is in Illinois. This is an interesting story, Travis. What do you got for us?
Oh, yeah. You were talking about, you know, what would you do if you found the ball? It reminded me of this article. I think it was in Sports Illustrated, but it was later anthologized in Best American Sports Writing. It was about the two guys who were at the bottom of the pile for Barry Bonds.
Yeah.
It's been a long time since I read this, but it was like I can't remember if it was the 72nd or 73rd home run.
It was 73,
but,
right.
Yeah, and there was this dispute about it, and it ended up not destroying, but harming both of their lives. They had to go to court. It was this whole big deal, and you know, the sort of conclusion of the article was that both guys wish they had never even touched the ball. It seemed like it was just sort of a bad thing.
Isn't it amazing? It's like, you know, more money, more problems, right? Like it could happen that way too.
Lottery winner's curse.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of people say that as well. Thanks, Travis. I mean, it's.
I need to know.
You'd rather know.
Yeah, I'd rather
know. The most important part is you can't fake it because every baseball now and every Yankee game is going to have some type of marking on it to make sure you know for sure. We continue with news from Barton Hahn Nation. We've got Josh in Jersey hitting us up on the Dr. Call-In line. Josh had the Barstradamus shirt, Bart.
Ah, what is?
What's happening, Josh?
Guys, what's going on, man? I got to give a shout out to the company.
Mm-hmm.
So, Bart, Alan, before we get into anything, have you given any more thought to your favorite current athlete?
Current athlete? On the back of these cards they give us that they gave out, it had all the stuff. And I did this like 4 years ago, and I put Sam Darnold. That's not accurate anymore. But I don't have one. I don't.
Mine's is Dom Smith.
Yeah, I think it's pretty obvious.
I think we're
check
this out. There's no way I'm leaving that game. And there's a difference if you take the car, if you take a car, or if you take the training. Because if you miss that last train out of Penn, you're stuck there till 4 a.m. to get back to Jersey.
See, that's the other part, right? Like that's the part. And we got to run, Josh. Sorry, but we're up against it. But still, I get that as well. But man, I'll tell you what.
Take an Uber if you. Come on, man.
That's a moment. You're there. I'm in the building. Lactavius won't leave. We won't let him leave. If he tells us he's leaving, we're gonna keep him in the
building. You better have your SpongeBob Week 3 NFL butterfly net.
Coming up next, we'll discuss Bart and Hahn.
Bart and Hahn.